In the World Heritage listed Daintree Forest in far north Queensland, trees could once live on average 80 to 100 years. But the results of a 50-year study show many are now living half as long, and hotter, drier weather is mostly to blame. Annie Guest prepared this report.
The river itself was created by Yarrow. Yarrow is a from giant rainbow serpent. So Yarrow comes
Aboriginal guide Juan Walker is showing international journalists the Daintree rainforest north of Cairns.
Or she went through the eggs she laid all through the river.
He runs his own cultural tourism business. Today he's at Mossman Gorge.
So it's a beautiful rainforest setting, big rainforest trees, two big mountains either side of us with a beautiful freshwater river flowing between the mountains, and the water's running over giant granite boulders, and it's crystal clear fresh water.
How important is the rainforest to Aboriginal people?
Well, to rainforest Aboriginal peoples, it's everything. Supermarket, medicine chest, tool shed, hardware store, and a church all in one.
It's also a place for research, with scientists keeping watch on the growth of 8,000 trees since 1971. Ecologist Professor Susan Lawrence from James Cook University is part of an international team, including scientists from Oxford University, that's followed their lifespan.
Over that almost 50-year period, the number of trees that are dying per year has basically doubled. So what that means is if a stand of trees in North Queensland, on average, the trees age would be 80 to 100, and now that's moved closer towards 50 years.
Professor Lawrence says the most likely cause is warmer temperatures, increasing evaporation, and drying out plants.
Often with our garden, you know that you'll have watered the plants, but you can see, you know, a couple of days later that there can be really quite a lot of wilt on our plants, even though we know the soil is moist. And that wilt is being driven by a combination between air temperature and relative humidity. And it's, we call it vapor pressure deficit.
She warns it'll impede the capacity for tropical ecosystems to survive, avoid fire, and absorb human-caused carbon dioxide emissions. For Aboriginal guide Juan Walker, the findings aren't a surprise.
Yeah, it's pretty scary because, like you said, this is my livelihood now.
The scientists say the best chance of promoting tropical rainforest survival is to stabilise global warming to below 2 degrees.
Annie Guest reporting, and the research has been published in Nature.